you know, find that way to, you know, give yourself benchmarks and put it in there. Some people, it's that they fill a big mug and they take it around with them so they know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like their 40-ounce Stanley, they have to drink two of those, whatever it is. But find the ways to watch your water intake, get some good sleep, and follow your health. Listen to your body. Like, it will tell you when it's feeling well.
Right.
Today on the We Share podcast, Alex and Julie share the various ways that they stay on top of their health in their 50s. Welcome to the We Share podcast. I'm Julie.
I'm Alex.
We share ourselves and we provide a platform for others to share.
We believe everyone has a purpose and a story to tell.
And we're back on the We Share podcast. I'm Julie.
And I'm Alex.
Okay, Alex, it's just you and me today.
Just a little duo, private.
Yeah, and we thought we'd do a quick little fun one podcast where we talk about the products or the habits or the lifestyle that we live at age 51 for me, 50 for you, that we feel is super beneficial to making our life just a life of value, a life of health and prosperity versus feeling sick and gross all the time.
Right. I get asked often, like, no way are you 50.
Mm-hmm.
What's your secret? What do you use? And so we just thought, why keep anything a secret? We'll be transparent, 100%, share our daily practices, our products, our favorites.
Yeah.
How we work out, how we eat, what we eat.
Let's start with that, because both you and I work out every day. So what's your workout schedule like?
It is flexible because as a mom, but I'm dedicated. So I get it in at least 45 minutes. It's a non-negotiable 45 minutes of cardio and then an additional like half an hour of weight training. I do one day a week. 7 days. Yes, I like work out every day. I don't rest. On that seventh day, it often is just a walk. But it is so important to move your body. Mm-hmm. And being in fitness for over 25 years, I know that. I do 2-a-days 3 to 4 times a week. So that means at night, I'm going to hit it again. Work a body part I didn't work, or extra cardio or yoga. So stretching that includes meditation. And what I find for me is that it replaces maybe an unhealthy practice. So it keeps me from, you know, scrolling online and shopping or eating extra helping of
unnecessary dinner or binging Netflix.
Yeah. Or just wasting time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing something productive. Now, if there is something I really do want to watch, you'll often find me on my exercise bike in the basement watching that night show while I'm riding my bike. And I'll admit, I haven't been watching a lot of TV. I went through the COVID phase where that's like, I was binge watching so much Netflix that it was unhealthy. I mean, my couch, I had to get a new couch, basically.
There was too much sitting on that couch.
It was like depressed in spots. But
what's your favorite kind of cardio? Yeah.
My favorite kind of cardio is, there's this one machine at Club Apple. It is an elliptical, but it's a little bit harder than the regular ellipticals. I feel like they do the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one, I feel like I get more strides in and I can increase my resistance. And I don't even know the name of it, but if you are, you know, they're on the ends. And then treadmill, I love a treadmill. And then the Monster, which I know you just bought one.
Mm-hmm.
The stair climb mill or stair stepper. That is when I know I don't have to go anywhere after and I can go right into a shower.
Yeah. Oh, because you sweat like crazy on the stair machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's great training for hiking. So I do a lot of hiking. And so I do love that. But usually I'll do a myriad or mirage of things.
Mix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say also, you're not afraid to substitute out. So on the weekend when you go skiing, that's your workout.
Oh yeah. I mean, you work different muscles skiing and I'm like always exhausted, but then I still come home and you better believe I did 2 hours yesterday at the gym. And even though I was sore from skiing, I just worked that lactic acid out. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just compounds. So you're not going to see your results like in a week, ladies. If you're just starting this, start at a pace that you can, you know, if it's even 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and just incrementally increase it. And then add a day and then set it and forget it. Don't think about it. And in 6 months, you're going to look different. You're going to feel, for me, it's, I do it more for mental than looks, actually. So
whenever I see somebody who's lost a significant amount of weight or they look a little bit better and they tell me what they've been doing, I say, more importantly, I want to ask you, how's your sleep? It is almost all the time people say so much better now.
Yeah, because you're tired when you go to
sleep. So if you're a person who's struggling with sleep, get up and move. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big takeaway from this segment. I can't dedicate as much time as you. It's typically about an hour.
I'm obsessive.
Yeah, it's about an hour each day for me. And I'll do like 35 to 40 minutes of strength training, then 20 minutes on the stair machine. Or my favorite, if I have the time, is a 4 mile walk outside because I'm getting the sunshine.
Yes.
And then about 25 to 30 minutes of weights. That's my favorite. But Idaho doesn't always cooperate with that.
The weather and the wind. No, when we do get a sunny day, I'll just take my lunch from here. I'll just leave my car parked and I'll just
go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. The river walk a loop. Make a couple client calls or listen to a podcast. So I'm always learning or making it like something great.
Something great. So I think the big takeaway for that is don't like shoot for what we're doing. Get up and move.
Right.
Whatever it is, especially right now where we're going in East Idaho. If you live in East Idaho, the weather is just getting good. Really take advantage of that and get outside. We have a beautiful green belt in Idaho Falls, but they've also improved the green belt in Pocatello. They have walking paths in Blackfoot
too.
There's lots of options. And then if you go north from Idaho Falls, you've got so many hiking options. Mm-hmm. Get out and just enjoy the weather and get moving.
And positive self-talk to yourself too. Like, love your body from the inside out. I mean, it's just important to love your body.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so I would love to talk about sleep because I have a very designed sleep pattern.
Okay.
That seems really hard for people to grasp, you know, like to implement that at nighttime. So it is almost like a routine for me. It is the same every single night. I, you know, get in the bathroom, brush the teeth. I recently bought a water pick. Highly recommend.
I've heard they're better than ever. Like, it works better than flossing.
Yes, it is so good. So highly recommend. If you don't have a water pick, buy one. I'm a mess with it though. Like, the water goes everywhere, so I have to lean clear over the
sink.
That's
how I feel like I'll be wiping my mirror down daily.
People told me to do it in the shower, but I'm hurrying so fast in the morning times that, and then if I shower in the evening, it's usually not like, I'll shower right after I've worked out and then go eat dinner. And then, so it's not like the right time for me to do the water pick. So, but if it is for you, try it in the shower. But love the water pick, but it's the skincare routine, brush the teeth, do the water pick, get everything out for the next day. Cause I get up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So that's part of why, cause you know, you have to be up.
I have to do it. But what that assures me is the routine is the same each night. And your body gets used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's time to go to sleep. I do need to get better at putting my phone down because I'll keep working. I'll keep searching for headlines and everything for the morning show. And I wish I could get better at that. I've tried to push that earlier into the evening so that I'm not on my phone as much right before bed. But my big thing, pick a time to go to bed and do a routine.
What time do you go to bed?
I try to be asleep by 9 o'clock. I try.
Wow. That's amazing.
Sometimes it's 9:30, but if you add that up, I do three jobs. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that.
You need the sleep. Mm-hmm. I just, with a teenager in the house.
Oh, it's so hard.
I can't.
Yeah.
But I'm usually somewhere between 10 and 11, but it ends up being 11.
Yeah.
Like.
And you have to adjust whatever it is for your lifestyle. You have to do it, but try to get into a routine because even if it is 11 o'clock, get your body used to doing that.
Yeah.
Don't
and
have
we're
those
sleeping
nights.
About the same amount of time because I'm just waking up
a little bit later. Yeah. So don't tell yourself you're going to go to bed by 11 and be asleep by 11 and then watch a show and go to sleep at 12:30.
Right. No, it's those cues. So once you are in your routine, like you are doing the minute you go to brush your teeth, your body knows, oh, I know what's coming next. Mm-hmm. It's habit stacking, and it's just,
yeah,
it
so
works.
Good. Okay, let's talk. Like, do you want to recommend a product that you use, like, on your skin?
So, skincare breakouts, right? Like, middle-aged breakouts were real. They happened to me.
Oh, we're still as hormonal now as we were when we were 14.
But counterintuitive to things I learned earlier on, I actually was a Estee Lauder counter girl in college. And so introduced to tons of great products and have always had a regimen that I follow. But afraid to put oil on my face. But I'm a huge fan of face oils. So I use a CBD oil or a blend, and I just... a concoction, like it's like a little laboratory.
It's
every
like a
night.
Cocktail.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do I want to add today? Do I want to add a little vitamin C? And so I just mix up some oils after I've cleansed and toned my face, and then I put the oils on. And honestly, I've done a lot of things the last few years, but I feel like I'm just glowing differently. And I think a lot of it has to do with having good hydration for my skin. And that's going to help me not look 50, right? So hydration is key.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you, I just found a product. It had been recommended to me. My daughter does use it. I didn't know that when I bought it, but I had told her about it after I bought it. She's like, I use that. So it's Paula's Choice Exfoliate. It's 2% BHA. It does have salicylic acid in it, so it will help with those breakouts. I use it after I cleanse and tone, and then I put it on my face, and then I let it kind of just rest for a minute. I do other things. And then I add my, I use a serum at night and then a moisturizer on top of that. It's almost like a night mask on top of that. So it feels like a lot of products.
Like a jelly mask. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Feels like, I mean, it is a little like heavy on your skin, but you wash it off when you get up the next morning and it's just letting your skin just drink up, just soak up all of that goodness. So far, so good. I love this product. It's Paula's Choice Exfoliate. If you're looking for it, you can get it on Amazon, but I think you can also get it at Ulta. Like, I think there's other places you can purchase it.
And that minute that you said you wait is really important with any serum. It's taking that minute, let it soak in before you layer.
Yeah.
And so that the actives in the ingredients don't...
you're not undoing what's trying to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You said hydration. How many ounces do you think you get a year or a year? a day?
I drink a gallon of water a day. I have religiously, ever since I did 75 hard the first time in 2019, got in that habit. It's not even something I think about. In fact, my body craves it because I'm so used to drinking that if I don't have water near me, I feel like I've lost a limb or something. I'm always drinking. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get at least 100 ounces a day. So you and I are nearly the same, on the same page. I have, at this point, cut out almost exclusively soda from my life.
That's and good. Because you
really,
were a daily drinker.
Yes, especially during like COVID, I would have a Diet Dr. Pepper every day. And it's been about the last 6 to 8 months I've gotten rid of it. If I have it, it's maybe once a week. That's about it.
I have one occasionally, but I was a heavy La Croix drinker.
Oh, yeah.
When I was doing, again, 75 hard stuff and not drinking beer and alcohol, I needed a substitution for when I was out. And so often I would just get a soda water with lime, or I would buy those La Croix, and I was drinking like 8-packs, 12-packs. I can't remember at the comment, but I remember one Super Bowl Sunday, I had 6 in a row. And you would have thought I was crushing cans of beer, but it was just to feel like I was part of the group and I had something in my hand. I mean, who sits down to 6 sparkling waters? No one should ever do that. But it's actually not good for you. So why I thought I was doing a healthy thing, because it didn't have alcohol in it. All that carbonation increases your ghrelin in your body, which makes you hungrier. So I was probably overeating. Like, without even trying, you know, so.
I agree. Something else I've added to that water drinking. I have started just randomly throughout the day. I'll put a few nuggets of pink Himalayan salt under my tongue and let it dissolve. There's been a lot of research that's
been electrolytes.
There's been, that you need to, if you're drinking a ton of water, And then all you feel like you're doing is peeing it out. And if your pee doesn't have some sort of color to it, you're probably not balanced with your electrolytes. Right. So you want, I this feels like graphic conversation, but if your pee doesn't have at least tinge to it.
I mean, we want to talk about your pee. You got to have a tinge.
It should. So, and I just bought pink Himalayan salt, and I just put a few of the little rocks underneath my tongue, probably 4 or 5 times a day. Some people drop it in their water. And they get used to drinking it that way. I've not tried it. Yeah, I don't know if that's good, but I've not tried it. But recommend it. The other great side effect of the pink Himalayan salt or upping your electrolytes is you don't get as hungry. It kind of tricks your brain, into believing that everything's level, and so you just don't eat as much.
So I'm just gonna bring this up since we're talking water, and I'm sitting here holding a vitamin water that I've been drinking. Shout out to Swire Coca-Cola, my client. They gave me a case of vitamin water, and something I love beyond the marketing. The marketing is fabulous. I may even share with you the message that's on here. But when you buy vitamin water, I always get the zero sugar. This one has magnesium added in it, vitamin C, and my B vitamins. So I'm drinking water, getting zero calories, getting a little flavor, but I'm getting nutrition too. So
yeah.
That way mixes up the water. So water drinking's not so boring for you.
I think some people do really find it boring. I like I like water, but I think for some people it's that it doesn't have a taste or they actually don't enjoy it. I'm also really weird. I like room temperature water. I leave my water bottles out.
Oh, I
like my plastic water bottles, or if I fill from the sink, I won't make it cold because I like room temperature
water.
And
when I go to a restaurant, I'm always like, please no ice. Mm-hmm. Because then I get more water in my glass. I can keep track of how much water I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. I don't get that like where I dribble. Because right. It happens.
Go ahead. Let's do it. Let's share the message.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Because you're all going to be hooked on vitamin water and you're all going to be reading the bottles. So this is the With Love Raspberry Dark Chocolate. And I know that sounds ridiculous because it's water. It is good. It's just crazy. So anyway, Drew was telling John that he thought he should have been Ryan's best man because Jim hadn't even done anything for the bachelor party. But the thing is, Ryan and Drew have only been friends for like a couple of months. And the only reason Ryan hasn't told Drew to back off is because he doesn't think his heart can take it. Maybe if Drew drank a little with love, he'd be able to handle the truth. So
thank you.
This drink is called With Love and it's raspberry dark chocolate, but all of the marketing on all the bottles is so fun and similar to Monster Energy cans.
Yeah.
They're just funny. And so I pay a little extra, or I don't if they give it to me, but I like marketing. So
We're both kind of marketing geeks. We look at that. You just brought up something. Don't drink energy drinks.
No. Oh yeah. But if you do drink Monster,
because that's Alex's client.
Monster Energy, unleash the beast.
Yeah.
Don't drink or drink them sparingly. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're a teen, do not drink them.
Have you ever been in a convenience store and people have 3 Monsters in their hand and they're walking out?
I know exactly why they do. Marketing, number one. Uh-huh. I mean, it'll say 2. So one is going to be $3, but you can get 2 for $4 or you can get 3 for $5. So everyone leaves with the 3 and then they end up drinking them because they're in their car and they're thirsty.
Yeah.
And then we're overdosing too much caffeine in the system.
Yeah, it's rough.
And there are side effects, really bad ones.
Okay, let's finish up with our supplements. What do you take for supplements?
Oh, I used to be like a Nazi on supplements with First Form as a Legionnaire. And I've just went super clean. I take very few. I am really bad at taking things. So occasionally fish oil. I try to get my nutrition through my food and vary my vegetables. Just drink a lot of water and vitamin C. But honestly, I'm almost like zero now. But I used to take about 12 a day.
You're feeling healthy, though.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I'm just feeling like I don't need it. I'm getting I am doing like the IVs, though. So maybe I've replaced that.
Yeah.
I'm doing
nutritional IVs.
Mm-hmm, nutritional IVs once a month and vitamin B shots with Wholesome Health and Aesthetic. Shout out to them. So I feel like I'm getting my nutrition
in other ways.
In other ways. Yeah. Right now I'm only low testosterone. Yeah. And there's not a pill for that.
There
really.
Isn't really.
There's a cream and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. My testosterone was down a little bit, but I still am making my own. So I'm trying to add things that will keep that level, like
which
ashwagandha.
Sleep is one of it.
Sleep. Mm-hmm. I religiously take collagen every day.
I did do that in my coffee and then I ran out.
I would highly recommend that.
Yeah,
I think
collagen
that
is good.
I think collagen was the when I really started taking collagen, and understand it takes a minute for it to start showing. I don't ever expect you're going to take 1 week of like this miracle collagen and all of a sudden you're going to look better. That's not how collagen works. You have to build it up in the system. And but I've been doing collagen for probably since 2015, 2016, like that range.
I did it for a couple of years in my coffee, but then when I switched to intermittent fasting, so last two years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't, it's just black coffee. I can't have anything in my coffee till
a certain time frame.
And then some days I don't even have coffee anymore. I just don't.
Yeah. Well, when you're living healthy, you don't need the caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. I just drink water.
Yeah. So, and then of course I take a daily vitamin. I did have my blood work done a little bit ago and I was low on iron, which was weird. So I've started an iron supplement. And then let me think what else I usually do.
Do you like your iron supplement? Because a lot of times that like constipates people.
People really struggle with that, but I don't have any issue with that at all. And then I take magnesium every single day.
So I don't take a pill form of magnesium, but I do have a scoop that I'll make sometimes hot at night. It's like a chocolate mint magnesium and I'll just have it like a tea.
Yeah. I've had magnesium in my life so long. I can't tell you what it would be like without it, but it has become like you talk to nutritionists. It's like the miracle drug. They say everyone needs magnesium.
It helps you sleep better, helps your muscle recovery and performance. So I guess I do take supplements. I just don't realize.
Yeah, they're just not always in pill form.
Mm-hmm.
So with the disclaimer of everything that we've talked about today, we're not medical professionals.
No, yeah, we're
this
not.
Is just what we do. I would highly recommend, you know, getting your blood work drawn, figuring out what you need in your life. I think fix your sleep, get up and get moving. Those are things we can assuredly say are always going to help
you
better.
So one of my just back onto that sleep topic is one of my favorite herbal teas is called Sleepy Time Tea.
Mm-hmm.
I also like all the yoga teas, but that is a great nightly practice. So great in cold Idaho in the winter.
Yeah.
But that's part of my ritual. It helps me wind down and relax, a nice warm drink. It's also another way to get a little bit more water in if you're struggling to hit that gallon a day. And a gallon, again, for me, I'm 5'9". It makes sense. Julie's a little pint size, so 100 is plenty for her. It's basically like per pound or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
1 ounce, 1.5 ounces per pound. So,
we should tell you when you first start drinking that much water, you're in the bathroom all the time,
every hour on the hour.
But it regulates.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely regulates. And then my big thing of getting my about 100 to 120 ounces in every day is as I'm getting ready in the morning, I drink 40 ounces before I even leave the house at 5. I leave the house about 5:45. So I get up at like 4 to 4:15. I leave the house at 5:45. I have had 40 ounces of just straight water
before
I leave.
Awesome. I'm more of a two cups to like, so I have a 16 ounces just right up when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't.
Yeah.
When I work out, I have another maybe 32, but it takes a couple hours.
Yeah. So I just, you know, find that way to, you know, give yourself benchmarks and put it in there. Some people, it's that they fill a big mug and they take it around with them so they know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like their 40 ounce Stanley, they have to drink two of those, whatever it is. But find the ways to watch your water intake, get some good sleep.
Yeah.
And follow your health. Listen to your body and do like, it will tell you when it's feeling well.
Right. Few other things. Kombucha. I drink that pretty religiously.
I have never had that, but I do know people who do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, before it was popular. Mm-hmm. I know before my dad passed, I went and grabbed some kombucha and we had a little toast and drink together because, mm-hmm. you know, of course he didn't drink, but we can drink kombucha because it's good for her digestive system. Mm-hmm. And just I recommend that. Fermented stuff is good. Kimchi, kombucha, lots of things like that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So what's coming up next on the podcast? After this episode, we'll be talking with Ashley Stallings in the next week's episode. She is with Upper Valley Child Advocacy Center, and she's going to talk to us all about child abuse prevention. And April is the awareness month.
Mm-hmm. Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. So we had her here last year. We obviously needed to have her back because there's just so much, and so much changes in a year. She goes on lots of trips and
She's working on legislation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll touch base with her on all of that. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for joining us today on the We Share podcast.
If you've loved what you've heard, please give us a 5-star rating. Tell your friends and share this show.
You can also follow us for recipes, lifestyle and fashion tips, book reviews, and more on WeSharePodcast.com.
Join our Share Squad and sign up for our newsletter there.
We would love to connect with you.
We share on TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. Give us a follow.
A big goodbye squeeze and sending you all our love from Alex and Julie.
Join us next week on the We Share Podcast.